Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Why do you think that way?
While I admit there is very little discrimination here on campus towards orientation, appearance, and nationality, women are not treated equally. Women are not represented in many faculties. They also hold fewer senior faculty positions, are not represented well in administration, and, do you know, not once has there been a female president of the student union?
You are running for president of the student union on an issue of equality. But you are not going to be a winner, I suppose. Most students feel women have equality nowadays.
Not the students I have talked to, particularly the women. My brother is a lawyer, and he says the women in his firm have to work much harder than the men if they want to become a partner in the firm.
So you are going to champion women's rights for the election?
Yes, my campaign will focus on that. But I will not ignore other issues such as transportation, cafeterias, and so on. I have been a student here for 4 years and am aware of all the issues. If I can make this campus a better place for all students, then, as a woman, I would be setting an excellent role model. And I am sure I can do a better job than Jerry did this year.
What did Jerry accomplish this year?
Next to nothing. He put pressure on the cafeterias to be a little more environmentally friendly, but that is all about it. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What is the main reason for the woman's running for president of the students' union?
Why does the woman mention her brother?
21. What does the woman think of Jerry?